That's what will happen anyway. So there'll be a collapse in share prices, and then they'll have to start QE all over again in the Eurozone in the new year, or in the spring, as all the effects of their stopping QE starts to kick in. So you'll find the rest of that on our podcast, which you'll find on our show page at thisweek.org.uk. But I'll leave you this week with a guy called Sammy Wilson. He's what you might call a Brexit comedian.
The EU as a punishment to the people of the United Kingdom are demanding that the price of leaving will be to break up the United Kingdom. We won't let them. I've only got 10 minutes. These are not my notes. But I brought it along tonight because I wanted to show you what we're going to pay £39 billion for. £700,000 a page, nearly. And every page carries an obligation to bow the knee to the EU and to destroy the vote of the people of the United Kingdom. If we abided by this agreement, folks, what people voted for would not be delivered. This requires us to stay in the customs union. It requires us to tie ourselves to EU law. It only allows us to be free if the EU says we can be free. And even if we do decide that we want to break away, Northern Ireland will be left as an annex of the EU. And we'll not have... It goes further. And I'm not joking you. There's actually parts of this... If you look at Article 29 of the agreement, we have to keep on putting out EU propaganda. And when we leave, according to Article 127, we can't even say bad things about them. The Prime Minister says it's a good deal. Del Boy and Arthur Daly would be ashamed to call it that. And how do we get into this mess? How do we get tied up with this? Well, and you heard from Kate. This is all down to a problem that exists along the Irish border. It was thought at one stage that the 10 Northern Ireland MPs who take their seats in the House of Commons would be the people who could either make or break this deal. We're an irrelevancy now. Because there are that many people against this deal, we could sit at home and watch it on the TV. But Northern Ireland is an irrelevancy in this. Northern Ireland is now being used by the EU in an attempt to keep the UK in the EU. This was brought about when the, and I think the EU, the negotiator sat down, how can we create a problem which creates a situation where we can say you cannot leave because there are such big problems? And the Irish government and the EU sat down and they contrived the biggest con trick that you'd ever think of. Back in Northern Ireland, and in Ireland as a whole, we have, if you tell a tall story, it's called You Won't Kiss a Blarney Stone. In this case, they made love to the Blarney Stone, I think, when we came up with this one. Because, of course, the EU and the Irish government have created a problem which does not exist. And let's just look at it. First of all, they say that you could not have us leaving the EU without a hard border. Now, I don't know what a hard border means yet. And nobody's ever explained it. And certainly, if we, by a hard border you mean that you have to have the border totally closed, We couldn't do that with 50,000 troops, with watchtowers, with patrols, with roads being blown up. We couldn't do it. And yet we're told it'll be a hard border. In fact, Leo Varadkar has suggested at one stage we might even have to have a Berlin Wall around the border. I don't know who's going to build it. Donald Trump, if he's when he's finished at Mexico, might want to come over and do it for us too. So what would it mean? What would you have to do for a hard border? I'll tell you one thing, if 50,000 troops couldn't do it, a lot of barber poles across the main roads between Northern Ireland and the Republic won't do it either. But it's not even necessary, folks. Every day, trade goes across the Irish border and taxes are collected. Every day into the Irish Republic comes trade from third countries, from China, from Africa, from South America, where there are no similar rules to what there are in the EU. Is every container opened? No, of course it's not. The goods come in, they go to the shops, trading standards officers check them. They don't need to be checked at the border. They're checked at the point of sale or the point of distribution. And when it comes to animal checks, we already do animal checks. We have similar veterinary standards. It can all be, it's all doable. And yet, we are told that this isn't necessary. It's a con trick, of course. It's a con trick device to keep us in the EU. Now, the Prime Minister would say, oh no, it's only temporary. In fact, the EU don't even really want it. They spent a year and a half fighting for it. They sent her away today with her tail between her legs because they wouldn't even make an amendment to it. And we're told they don't want it. Of course the EU want it, because it's a way of keeping us in. And every action that they've taken shows that. Only this week we've had the European Court of Justice ruling that we can extend Article 50 time if we want, unilaterally. Here's an organisation that usually works about the same pace as evolution, and it made a decision within 4 or 5 days. There's nothing political about that. They don't want to keep us in. Of course they do. And as the deadline approaches, I can tell you that this deal, or any of the amendments which the Prime Minister is seeking to it, we don't want assurances. The assurances will be given by people who will not even be there after May, because there's European elections. They would have to be exercised by a government that might not even be in power when we have to do these things. So what are the assurances worth? And I believe that come the 29th of March, folks, we must leave. Yeah. And unlike those who are spreading hysteria at the moment, I don't believe that leaving on those terms, leaving without an agreement with the EU, will be a disaster. We've been told that there'll be no food in the shops, no medicines in the hospitals, no Mars bars. I could do without that anyway for a wee while. We'll be starving. I don't understand this. For 6 years during the war, U-boats, the Luftwaffe, the Wehrmacht couldn't starve us out. And yet we are told that a bunch of bureaucrats from Brussels, armed with the European Code of Customs, are going to stop all of our trade, are going to starve us out. In the words of the old Dad's Army theme, who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Hammond, if you think we'll fall for that? I just want to finish off on a serious note, though, because what's at stake here, folks, is that people voted, they came out in their millions and voted in June of 2016. They expect politicians to deliver on that. If you want to undermine democracy, then you go for the kind of deal which keeps us half in the EU and half out of the EU and only ability to get freed when the EU decide to let us go. That's not democracy. And I'll tell you, from the point of view of Northern Ireland, we are not going to accept, in the words of the Attorney General, a situation where we have to regard the rest of the United Kingdom as a third country, where we find ourselves cut off from our main market, where we find that we can't take part in trade deals, where we find that forever we will have our laws made in Brussels without any input or any ability to change them, regardless of how damaging they are. That's not democracy. That's dictatorship. We'll not have it.
DUP MP Sammy Wilson does quite a good turn. Amazing. So long as, of course, a lot of the Remainers probably won't like it. Anyway, we'll leave you with that. Here's wishing you a relaxing, enjoyable Christmas break. Do please join us for the politics show at 6 o'clock next week, where there might be some changes around here. God bless, and don't let the banksters get you down.
Hour. Live from the Sky News Centre.